Minister of Japan.
Abe was in Washington to discuss U.S.-Japan trade, but Trump's upcoming summit with the North Korean leader seemed to be a more important agenda. The U.S. president expressed optimism regarding the meeting.
We're going to have a great success. I don't think it will be in one meeting. I think it'll take longer than that. This has been going on for many, many decades. This is something that should have been solved by other presidents, as I've said often before.
2 weeks ago, Trump had canceled the summit in Singapore, citing hostile rhetoric from Pyongyang, and he later reversed the decision. He said the recent letter from Kim Jong-un was very friendly.
And I really believe that Kim Jong-un wants to do something. I think he wants to see something incredible happen for the people of North Korea. So we have a lot of great opportunities right now.
Trump said if a deal with Pyongyang is achieved, the United States, Japan, China, and South Korea are ready to help North Korea's economic development. Japan's prime minister congratulated Trump on the unprecedented effort at diplomacy. He said the whole world hopes for a lasting peace on the peninsula. He said North Korea's complete nuclear disarmament and compliance with UN resolutions is a prerequisite for any deal with Pyongyang. He also urged the United States to support Japan's demand for a return of its citizens abducted by North Korea.
That this historic summit in Singapore be a resounding success.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who has already met with Kim Jong-un as part of the preparations for the summit, said that President Trump is going to the meeting with his eyes wide open.
The United States has been clear time and time again. The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the only outcome that we will find acceptable.
Pompeo said that Trump and Kim will also discuss North Korea's security concerns and improving bilateral relations. Both Trump and his Secretary of State said that international sanctions against Pyongyang will remain in place until the disarmament is completed, and that a list of additional sanctions is ready for implementation if the diplomacy fails. Laritza Hoke, VOA News, Washington.